You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. We're back after a month-long hiatus. Very exciting right now, because we have for you a fantastic live performance. It's coming up right now, starting on the hour. It's 9 o'clock right now on CITR. Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, we have live in studio, the Pack AD.
Coming after me, well, I don't found my goal. Now they're coming after me. They don't know how hard I work for it, and they just won't let me.
I'm Becky Black from the Pack AD, and these are old songs. We wrote this album in 2007, so I'm playing a selection of songs from that album. Feels strange to sing songs that I wrote 12 years ago, but here we are in 2018. I'm going to keep going.
¶¶
Everyone's trying to kill me. They say they're not, but they are. Can I have another cup? I said, this terror, it tastes like coffee. Can I have another cup? Thank you. They follow me all day long. I got up this morning and these blues, they follow me all day long. Get in my car, get them into my face. Well, I'm gonna give these blues to you in that case. Oh. Follow me all day long. I got up this morning and these blues, they follow me all day long. Getting my coffee, getting under my feet. Well, I'm gonna give these blues to whoever done but it. Thank you, that was my last song. I forgot to mention that before I did it. Hooray!
That was the Pack AD on Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. The band will be in studio and we're going to talk about everything very shortly. Once again, this is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
Excuse me. Hi, I was wondering how I maybe might potentially get to be on the radio.
Oh, word, yeah. You can do that at CITR on Discord.
I'm sorry?
You can cover events and issues in the city and interview people, or you could join a collective and work with people with similar interests to make a show collaboratively, maybe make a few friends.
Oh, wow, that sounds superb.
Totally. Just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much.
What newspapers and magazines did you regularly read to stay informed and to understand the
I've
world?
Read most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
Like, what ones specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change. Of a goal scored in Goalball, a Paralympic sport designed for the blind and supported by UBC Vision Health volunteers. Players rely on their sense of hearing and touch rather than sight to play this fast-paced sport. Learn how you can play Goalball or get involved in other fun and meaningful volunteer opportunities supporting the blind and visually impaired community with UBC Vision Health volunteers.
Get trained to work one-on-one with an individual or with a group through our music therapy program and other volunteer programs. Participate in events spreading awareness about vision health and blindness.
Join UBC Vision Health volunteers through our Facebook page or email us at visionhealthvolunteers@gmail.com.
The UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Ever heard of Pitch Perfect? UBC a cappella can sing on harmony in cue. Made up of 100 members across four choirs, the student-led club regularly performs on and off campus. Check out UBC a cappella on Facebook for more information regarding their ACA amazing end-of-term concerts.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Nervous, but Steph has been listening the entire time.
Oh, sorry, we were on the internet.
Oh, that's
you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Live from the Radio Hell. I said CITR Radio. I'm Ben. I am in the studio with the PAC AD. Becky just played a set.
I didn't have anything to do with her playing.
You were very supportive.
Yeah, it did have something to do with the lyric writing 11 years ago.
I sure did.
Very supportive. That sounded fantastic. And I remember a lot of those songs.
Yep. Just like it was yesterday.
Just like it was yesterday. It was fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in. First thing is, thanks for coming in after having a dental... a tooth being pulled out?
Yeah, I had some teeth worked on.
And removed. And does not bother you singing-wise at all?
It's a little sore, but yeah. It's okay.
Did you get things added to your teeth as well?
Yeah, I got all kinds of stuff done. I got a brand new mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother you. Just go right back to singing and playing.
I guess so.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like when I get a cold sore, I don't even want to leave the house.
Yeah.
You were so brave, Becky, for coming tonight.
Thank you.
So brave.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Again, thanks so much for coming in. The last time you were on this program was back in 2006, but I wasn't hosting that one night because I think I was in Toronto or something, and it was Chris-erific.
Chris-erific.
It was Chris-erific. I should look this up. It was back in October of 2006. It was in the other studio, obviously, the older, now it's not demolished. It just got ripped apart.
What's there now?
It's a bunch of student services. I don't know exactly
what. Is it the Life Building?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that came up on Google Maps because seriously, we were walking towards, I'm like, yeah, the sub's over here. And then I'm like, I don't remember the sub looking like this at all.
I think it was called like the Student Life Building or something like that. Like some of the businesses is downstairs, but they have the, upstairs is change. But yeah, I haven't really gone up there, but. Yeah,
this building is very nice.
Yeah, thanks.
It's very nice.
Thanks. I have nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm still going to give you credit.
Yeah. Like, do you remember your with Chris?
I think if I, well, I might remember it in the sense that anything happening in that period of time, I was probably really nervous.
Yeah.
And it, you could hear that in my drumming. I think it was really clear. So that probably happened for me. I'm going to say it's a safe bet. Yeah. Becky, how do you think you felt?
I felt 18.
We were actually just reminiscing earlier about how you know, like people make fake IDs so they can buy alcohol and
in the States,
especially. But Becky made a fake ID just so she could play shows in the States. So
because we played shows before I was 21.
Because 21, which is insane.
I actually had a fake ID to play.
But it was back when the BC driver or the BC, you remember the BC ID when it had that really nice background? It was like a mountain vista or something.
It was, so it's easy. It's easy to change, or?
Well, I don't know, Becky, because you made one with your like home
computer
system,
and I laminated it like a pro,
Really?
Except, and it was fine unless you brought it out of the wallet. And one time we played in Richmond, Virginia, and you went and they carded you, and then they made you take it out and. As soon as they started to take it out of her wallet, I had to walk away because I was so scared. Oh, yeah. Like, what were they going to do to us anyway?
Mm-hmm. What's the worst that can happen?
What was the worst that actually could happen? But it felt like very scary. And they actually passed it around and then gave it back like it was fine. It did not look fine when you took it out of the wallet.
It doesn't look like a real ID,
but they wouldn't know.
It's okay.
Well, they would just equate it with like how Canadian money looks, right? Like everything we do looks just happier. Yeah.
But they could have compared it to your driver's license.
They sure could have.
Yeah, if they were smarter.
And maybe that was part of the reason I walked
away. Yeah, it's smart. Yeah, that's genius. On their rules where you can, I mean, in Vancouver, I think if you're underage, you can actually play in venues.
You can, but you have to arrive
There are weird rules. That
you have to stay in the green room.
It's easier just to,
It's easier
to
be a person.
I didn't want to bother with any of that, you know? No, I guess I would rather just chance it.
Was it?
A laminated computer home job.
What was it like a constant, like was it nerve-wracking to do it? Or was it kind of like, whatever, we'll deal with it?
I got used to it. It worked so many times that I just, and whenever it didn't and people were suspicious, I was like, what do I do? But then it was always fine. So
I'm surprised.
I made it.
And do they normally ID the bands? It's like a common thing?
ID a lot more in the States because of that 21 thing. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, your cheeks were quite chubby at the time.
I was a baby.
So, you know, I think you'd gotten ID'd quite a bit. But I think they still ID a lot.
Right. Is there anything you do just try to make yourself seem like older back then? You know,
talking a deeper voice.
Yeah, talk about like MASH or like family. I don't know, like some old TV show.
Oh, God, just walk right up. Did you catch that episode of MASH?
Oh my God! How about the last one of Mark and Mindy?
That's a good strategy.
That is a good
one.
Yeah,
like have you not seen
just talk
Jaws
old.
One? I don't know what's old.
It's funny. What's the point of where you're like when people ID you and you're like, "What? You're IDing me, but I'm old."
Yeah.
To when you go, "Oh, you're IDing me. Thank you." Like when does that? When does that cross over? Because I feel like I've always been flattered.
Well, keep it up. Yeah.
And I was looking it up, you've played a tremendous amount of shows. We have.
In our careers?
In your career, yeah.
Or just this
we've
year.
We've played 1,001.
Well, just, 1,001, and I actually looked this up. So you went on tour, and did your van die after your 1,000th show?
Yes.
So, well, it died, and then it came back to life.
Oh, it came back to life.
It was resurrected. We played our 1,000th show in Arkansas. So I'm just going to stop there and then move on to where the van died.
Yeah.
And then, so it did. And then it came back to life, but we had to lose a few shows and be trapped in a very uninteresting part of Memphis.
It just magically...
No, we blew a tire.
Yeah.
And then when that happened, it severed a coolant line and it severed a rear AC line. And then the story gets more boring from there.
Okay.
It goes from shop to shop. It gets
but then eventually
checked.
It got all right, yeah.
Then it got fixed when it wasn't supposed to. It was going to be replace the whole engine for $8,000 to now it runs. So
right.
you
right.
tell me
and then
what
we
happened.
39 hours
right.
to get back home.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing also was that this is your and then in September October you did like sort of a two tour, but it's very close together in Canada and part of the States and stuff and. I read some interview and saying that this might be your last tour in a van, maybe.
Well, it gets misinterpreted and also interpreted correctly at the same time.
It's the last time. That was the last time we were going to go across
the
from coast
one
to
end,
coast
to coast
coast to coast in a used van.
Yeah, right. We're just not going to do it anymore.
Right.
So the touring hasn't ended, but that portion of will the van make it? Hopefully.
Right. Well, it sounds like did the van make it back?
The van did make it back. Van still lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I always kind of feel like maybe the van was thinking, well, you know, there's a lot of talk about giving up this old van. And
it was probably spiteful.
By the 1,000 show. It's like, yeah. But how was going around? Because this time around, even though you play 1,000 shows, you went to some places you haven't been to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we felt, well, because you witnessed my Falcons hat. So we finally got to play Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Where else did we go that we hadn't been?
We hadn't been to New Orleans in a long time.
So that was cool.
We made it there.
Yeah.
We played Dallas. Have we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played Dallas. Anyway, we got to some new places. And, we're going on tour in January in Europe. And we're getting to play, like, in Hungary and Slovenia and...
Yeah, that's
Poland,
awesome.
Which
I was looking at that too. Yeah, and you never done. We got. So I kind of have that watch. So for people listening on Radioland, we're just comparing
Casio
it.
Casio admiration.
I have. You had the gold version of the. I have just the silver one.
Oh, okay.
But then this one that I have now has the world time.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
So this is. It's very interesting to the viewers and listeners. But,
of course.
When I was a kid, I have the plastic version of this, even though I think this is mostly fake plastic. Anyways.
I had the plastic one with the, the calculator one.
Yeah. I've worn a Casio since I was...
At one point, I thought it would be a really good idea to get a tattoo of a beer on my wrist so that whenever I looked at somebody asking the time, I'd be it's
beer
o'clock.
Oh, God.
And then I realized that would be a terrible idea.
So
when I'm 80, I'm beer o'clock. Like, no. For 5 seconds, I thought it was a good idea.
Right.
I'm really glad I did not think that was a good idea when I was drunk and near a tattoo parlor.
They won't let you.
I kind of think that's a good idea as long as it's not me that has a tattoo.
I'm in full support of people like getting cheeseburger tattoos and stuff because it's not me.
Yeah.
So I agree.
Yeah. It will be a good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can wear a watch over it.
I guess, I'm not going to do it.
So going back, you're going on tour in Europe in January and February. Actually, I was looking up the. Have you been to Hungary? Period.
No.
I went to Hungary this year. Actually, it was really fun. And you're playing a place. Looking this up called Robot Club, and it's sort of a quasi half ruin bar, which is a really popular thing in Hungary.
Oh, okay.
Which is basically it's just a bar in an abandoned old building. So kind of like all the bricks are exposed, and it looks like it's like a bomb shelter kind of thing.
Great.
But that's like the thing. But like there's like dozens and dozens of them in Budapest.
Gonna fall apart.
In Budapest.
Yeah.
It's like and most of them, I mean, I've been to a few and they weren't music venues, but it's like the thing. It's like some of them you walk in there and it totally looks like it's almost like what abandoned buildings they can turn into a bar. But that's a popular thing. So you're gonna be playing one of those.
Well, as long as we don't have to sleep there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like
because that just makes me think of the communist place that we played this weird bar in France.
Yeah.
Sort of in the middle of nowhere, and it was kind of like a barn, and I guess it was like the little, it was communist, I don't know, it was very strange.
Communist-owned, like, punk club, basically.
It turned out to be awesome, but it was very weird to walk into, and they're like, here, you can stay in this house. And it was like, Fight Club house? And we're like,
It was one of those places that if you just pulled out like a magnifying glass, you'd see bugs on everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah. One of those lamps.
I could just feel it as soon as you walked in there.
So
and we left.
Have you planned out, like, so yeah, for a tour, like, I guess North America or in Europe, have you planned out your where you're going to stay? Or I guess
it gets set up by our agent. Yeah. So I don't know. That's why. That's how we can walk into situations where all of a sudden it's like you're going to stay here. We're like, no, we will go
to
a hotel.
Also, it's modern now because we got phones. We can just.
Worst case, you can just go somewhere else.
Yeah. Good to go.
Yeah, because when you, I guess back in, no, there's always phones now, though, but isn't it, it's pretty, I think back in the really old days, back in the pre-internet days, I think people
had to
bring out maps, and I remember talking to, people like Julie Doron, and she would have to stop in on a payphone and call the venue and be like, oh, we're lost in this town, how do we go? And then they had to give them directions to come in from a different town, and now you just put it on your phone and put in GPS,
which is so great. When we first started touring, I was still printing out MapQuest directions and then taping them to the dash and then following them that way, which was kind of like an old-fashioned GPS, just paper form.
Was crossing the border an issue back then, or did you do the...
We've always done visas.
Yeah, okay. So there was no problem.
No.
No problem whatsoever. No, that's awesome. Yeah. In Europe, you guys... you're doing France as well, two of you playing France, and it's like a lot of shows in there. I was reading something about how you said you tend to play a lot in... A lot of venues are like boats.
Yeah, they got a lot of boat venues.
And caves.
And caves.
Boats and caves.
What does that even mean? So they're actually on little actual boats?
Yeah, like docked.
Yeah, just like permanently moored on canals. And then they turn them into venues. Like, just hollowed out halls where you go in. You're like the top deck of the boat. Everyone's smoking. And then you go down below. There's a bar and a stage.
And everyone's smoking.
Everyone's always smoking. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
No, and these are like different towns, pretty much the same thing, or just a certain city.
There's multiple. Like
Paris.
We played a one Europe tour. We only had four shows in France, and every single one was on a boat.
Not like
a cruise ship.
So like they're basically just permanent on there. Yeah. Is there a reason? Is it because it's expensive or is it easy?
I think it must be way cheaper than rent, like on a street.
Maybe.
And you get more room.
Probably make more noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, do you like playing on the...
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's fun. Yeah.
It's totally fun.
Yeah.
And I like the cave thing, too. We played in some pretty old caves.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And are those actually just, like, are those caves that tend to have shows every week kind of thing? Or, and is there, like, bars?
Sometimes it's a bar, like, it's a bar on a street, and then you go into a cave beneath the bar where the venue is, and it's like a spiral staircase downwards. That you have to carry gear into, and then everybody loads in. There's 200 people, and you're stuck. There's no fire exit.
The backstage is just more cave.
blocked off stairs
with cement.
Yeah.
So
safety is not paramount in these situations, but fun is.
And do people smoke inside these caves? So it's just going it's a very smoky cave.
Yeah. I think obviously I noticed it less when I smoked, but now it's like, we'll finish a show and we'll get back to the hotel and I'm like, oh my God, that smell, like it's, I can't even believe I smoked.
The last show we played in Paris was at the Moulin Rouge, and it was a festival and we were hanging out backstage, and there were signs all over the place saying no smoking, please. But right underneath all those signs were our tables with ashtrays sitting.
Yes, they placed ashtrays.
And people were smoking, everything reeked. It was,
How does it sound in the cave? Is it?
Surprisingly good. Yeah. If you have a good sound tech, and we always bring a good sound tech, so it can sound really good.
Sounds like a
loud
church, maybe, or weird. Or, no, not really.
I don't know. Just loud, and a lot of weird things can happen. I couldn't even imagine. Well, I mean, I don't do sound.
Yeah. And are these boats, and are they totally? I don't know if you can tell. They're totally legit or like legal completely, as opposed to
I think so.
It's not like one of
some of them are like government, like a lot of venues in France are government subsidized, so everybody gets paid a salary to work there, and they all have amazing sound and lighting. It's great. I mean, everywhere should be like that, but
because whereas in Vancouver you're playing in a cave, it's probably if the cops come, they shut you down.
That's the, they're shutting that cave down. I would like to know where this cave is in Vancouver.
So
comes with manacles.
Is there any city you're excited to go back to in particular on this upcoming European thing?
Back. Becky?
Where are we going again that we've been to before? France,
Prague?
Germany?
Prague.
Definitely. I'll be happy to be in Prague again without a sprained ankle, because last time I was there...
Yeah, you're on crutches.
I was on crutches on cobblestone streets. Beautiful city, but not ideal to be crippled.
Yeah.
What happened? Was it just too much, too exciting on the stage?
Actually, it happened on stage. I seem to have all my worst injuries when I'm on stage.
Was it just too dark in a cave and you tripped?
I don't know. I did something stupid, like I swung off a thing and I slipped. And yeah.
I know the exact story if you want to know.
Okay.
All right. So the exact story is right before we went on tour, and it was a tour opening for No Means No. And you went to a party and took off your shoes and danced, and then someone stepped on your foot.
Oh.
And then is like, ow, my foot hurts. Oh, well. And then we went, and the very first show we played, Becky got on top of my drum and then went and grabbed a pipe that was above her,
right,
because that's normal. And then you swung off the pipe and landed and twisted your ankle.
Oh.
And then that was that. So that story just happened.
What was the...
That was that. That was it for my ankle. I don't have an ankle anymore.
Ever since then, Becky doesn't have an ankle.
No, it's
sort of weird how that...
I've got a calf and a shin and a foot. Just no ankle.
Yeah, it's no ankle and no. Robot teeth. Replacement teeth. What's the worst injury you've had on your thousands of shows? Is there a list of injuries you've gotten on stage?
It's
all Becky.
Yeah, it's all me. I don't know. I used to jump up on the drum kit like all the time, so I would occasionally fall or something. One time I fell and it was worse, right, in L.A. I tumbled off the stage and took a bad fall, so
right.
I don't know. Yeah, I have some issues.
No, that's but like as an audience, like, you know, as a person who watched people on stage, I love it when people jump off things.
Yeah, it's good. It works out really well 99% of the time.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. So, you know, yeah.
I just get blisters.
Yeah.
So I have nothing to report.
Oh, poor BB.
So sad.
So when you go, actually it'll be kind of chilly. I don't know if it's going to be super...
It's going to be fine. Everyone needs to stop talking about winter because...
It's so cold. What are you going to do? We're fine.
Yeah. It's going to be fine. We're only going through the mountains in Switzerland. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. And how does...
We'll go under the mountains.
Yeah. Oh, we'll technically mostly go underneath them.
Like, how are you traveling around? Like,
is van.
Just in a van?
Yeah, but we're not driving.
Yeah.
So that's not quite the same as the van that we don't want to drive in Canada.
Right.
And it's a rental van, and it's a newer van.
Yeah, so.
It's not a beater.
Yeah.
Right, so you got driven around. So, yeah, when you're doing Canada, were you just driving around yourself?
And yeah.
I guess you were touring with...
We bring crew.
Yeah.
Crew being two people. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost like we're a whole band.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, some people talk to you. I was also reading that things you do on a tour to pass time. I was very excited to see that video game was one of the things you talked about. A lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
What were you reading in the last little tour?
Becky, what were you reading?
I was reading The Ministry of Utmost Happiness.
Mm-hmm.
For a book club.
For book club?
Yeah. It wasn't my pick, but it actually
so
was
rock
good.
And roll.
It is. Yeah,
but
it
how
is.
Do you do a book club when you're on tour for like, you know, a month? We'll come back and...
Yeah, well, it's every month, but sometimes it's every 2 months.
Sometimes I miss it.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Like, has it changed since when you first were touring? I mean, now you got Netflix and whatever and all that stuff, right? I don't know if you watch that on tour on your downtime.
Yeah, I don't. I still like to, in the hotel room, just watch cooking contest shows.
Yeah.
I watch Forensic Files Marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Becky, you're really into Forensic Files.
I think I've already seen them all, though, at this point.
Well, you know what I'm never wanting to see again is a single freaking Chucky movie.
Oh.
Because this last tour...
always on TV.
Because it was Fear Fest. Because October, when you're touring the States, is always Fear Fest on AMC. And it's always
insult to your Chucky injury, I was Chucky for Halloween.
Yeah.
And you did not like it.
No, I didn't like Chucky. I don't like Chucky at all.
I like Chucky. I like Chucky because he's stupid.
Chucky's super this stupid. So...
There's so many of them, right, Charles?
Bride of Chucky. I mean, if you like puppet things in a stupid horror context, then you'll like Chucky.
Yeah. Is there any particular cooking competition show you like?
I like Chopped.
Chopped.
Yeah. Chopped, I think, is... Yeah, I'm into that one. I just don't like the baking shows.
Yeah, same.
The only baking show I like is the Great British Bake Right. Off. Because it's very polite.
Is it because you don't like baked goods
Yes.
to eat so much?
I mainly like savory, so I'm not interested in seeing cakes and stuff. Yeah.
And are you much of a chef yourself?
No.
No.
Not in the slightest.
Yeah.
No.
Does watching it make you want
to? No. It's kinda, no, nothing.
Kind of like
it
watching Chucky doesn't want you to stab people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. But I like watching it. Yeah. I used to really get into like Storage Wars. That was another thing.
Yeah.
And then Hoarders. But then you didn't like it when I put on Hoarders in the hotel room because it's so depressing.
Much. Yeah. So, but have you gained like new touring tips? Because you were touring with Landline, which was on the show a couple months ago, and this is their first.
It was their first tour.
Their first tour. Do you have any tips for them on how to get along or how to pass time? Or
did
how
we
to
give
stay?
Them any tips? I gave them so many tips before we left. I think they did really well. They were so keen. We would show up. They would always be there ahead of us, and they'd help us load in. So they did really well.
Yeah,
that was great. That was good.
Yeah. Like, is there any secret touring travel tip? You know, always make sure you bring a green toothbrush because green, I don't know, like something weird like that. Anything weird you can think of?
Weird. I don't know. I always think be really super nice to everyone in the venue and say hi and bye.
Yeah. I guess if you're touring Canada, you can always, if you're missing something, you can always buy it. I guess it's not like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like missing things when I'm in Europe because then it becomes a hassle.
Yeah.
And also it's in euro. So.
Right.
Everything's $3,000.
Yeah. I was actually not related, but I was on my Instagram feed, and I think I forgot who it was, but someone is touring now in Germany, and they went to they bought toothpaste, thinking it was Colgate, but turns out to be Dento adhesive. It was called something else, so they put it on the on. Yeah, because it looks like it's like instead of Colgate, it's just like COG something something. So they just assume, well, maybe that's German.
So it's for like
that's German. Yeah, it's for sticking your dentures into your gums. So it's super sticky.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah. Anyways, nothing like that. Any good? Any bad tour story? Good tour story? Can you think of any?
Becky,
I mean, I don't know.
Whenever this happens every single time.
It's just been so many.
There is so many. Well, and then so many stories are like so hard to repeat because they involve, you know, like, but you know, I could turn to you and just say one word and you'd be like, haha, because I remember. But it's like you can't explain what that story was.
Yeah, but usually there's no tour story that you can immediately think of when somebody prompts you with the words tour story.
There's only one person who can ever do that, and that's Grant Lawrence. So no one else can.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he doesn't embellish at all.
You know, but it does bring to mind, I guess we should have been more prepared for you, honestly.
Oh,
we should have made notes.
Right.
And then I could have looked down and gone, well, actually, I do have a tour story, but I don't because I don't have a note for me.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It's all good. I'm just having a nice chat here. We can talk more about CHOP. But let's talk a bit about the record, the re-release. The remastered Tiny Type.
Tin Type.
Oh, Tin Type.
But you can say Tiny Type too. I like it.
Yeah, I thought
that's been happening ever since it came out too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were at Shindig last year and ran into Randy from Mint and Ryan. And they're like, oh, we were thinking we should re-release Tin Type. And I said, well, that's funny. Because I think I was going to mention that to you as well. So it was this pretty organic idea that seemed time. And so we did.
All we had was the original CD, and we didn't have any of the large size photos from it. So we had to recreate the photos.
So we did.
We did. Oh, you can't even tell.
It looks like the same thing.
So wait, you recreate what it was?
We recreated the exact same photos that were on the front and the back of the original CD.
Yeah.
So...
So those are new photos. And then what we were able to do, well, yeah, and then we had to try and find the tracks, which just was impossible. But we were still able to remaster it. And so we remastered it and cut a couple songs that we really, truly hated.
Right.
And voila. And then we put it on vinyl.
Nice. So was it hard to find the songs because it was like it was on some computer somewhere or someone?
It was a long time ago and no one had original like files.
Right.
So.
But eventually something.
We had something. Yeah. I think there's something on that vinyl. We've been selling it. And so far everyone's, you know, no one's said anything to me. So I think the album's on there.
Yeah.
I don't know. We found it eventually.
It's on there. I have the Test pressing. Okay, good. Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah. So and then Mint put it out on a limited edition gold vinyl, which is quite nice. Yeah. And then the rest on just normal vinyl.
It's actually kind of a yellow.
It's a little. It's a little yellow. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
It's like transparent.
Fool's gold.
It's like transparent.
It is like fool's gold.
Because it didn't actually go gold. Yeah. So
isn't it kind
you're
of
a fool if you believe
kind of
that it did.
Transparent yellow.
It's something. A little bit transparent yellow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah, that looks good.
And so then we re-released it, and then it was so funny because then we just finished this fall tour, and and people were snapping it up like it was made out of ham. And but then I had so many people going, so when are you going to do this for Funeral Mixtape, which was our second album?
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know. Talk to Mint because we need time for that. But because both those first two albums, Mint only released a certain amount on vinyl. And then they've been long
gone.
Sold out.
Like, right.
Actually, all our vinyl is sold out right up until the last two albums currently. So there you go. But that also speaks to just, well, actually, that doesn't speak to mounts because they're different.
10-year anniversary re-releases. It's a thing.
It's a thing. So maybe Funeral Mixtape is next, Randy, if you're listening.
And have you been playing, you played the songs tonight. Have you been playing any of the songs at your shows?
No.
We kind of said we were going to and then just didn't.
Then we took it back.
Yeah.
Well, because we went to go practice them and they're so... Like, I have no problem with that album. I listen back and I think, well, I get it. Like, I think it's cute.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, charming. It has charm.
Yeah.
But when we're playing it together, it's so far removed from how we play now and have been playing for some time that it's really hard to play those songs. Like, I know for myself, I made drum choices. Like, I was just still learning how to play drums. Mm-hmm. So the way I'm drumming in those songs is so counterintuitive that it's really hard for me to recreate now. Like, so, I don't know. So that's what happened. Becky, got anything?
So then you just don't even need to play drums. You just do everything from here on out.
I just sit there.
It's just a Becky Black show. We don't need you.
apparently for this stuff.
But, like, listening to some of the songs or going, like... before last year, you said you like. Were you actively listening to the album like once in a while at all? Was it like one of those things? Because that came out. Was it one of those things you haven't heard it in like 5-6 years? Or?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
It was. It's every album, even the ones that I like. I mean, at a certain point, because when you're working on it, you listen to it so many times and you're listening to every detail of it and you're trying to make it perfect, and finally you release it and then it's out there and it's done, and then you just don't revisit it. I mean, I don't rarely do.
And that's why apparently neither of us have children, because
once it's out there,
it's gone.
You let it run away.
You just never listen to it again.
Your TVs are over.
Yeah, that's it. Kid's done.
See, I wish a kid were like an album. It might.
Did you just make them and leave them places?
Sure. I'm not going to have. Yeah. No. I'm going to make albums and not have kids. How about that?
Okay. There's different. So you think your music is. And it's different now. What else is change in the many years of. Like the 10 years
well,
or
the
so.
Level of jadedness in general.
Like in the band or just overall in the world?
well, probably both.
Yeah. Mm. You can't live on this planet and not get gradually more jaded.
Right.
Unless you live in a bubble. But that must be nice.
Yeah. Like in terms of just, because your last album was a lot of, it's like climate change, end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the album before that was all about depression.
Yeah,
really cheery themes.
Yeah.
I think ever since the beginning, it's always been about the the happy ending.
Is it more of a release?
Yeah, I guess so. That's partly what art and music is all about. It's like it's not even. I mean, you want to make art, but it's almost more of a compulsion because you need to get stuff out that is just bottled up inside. So it does. If you have negative things in you and you put it out, it's probably going to be a negative quality to it, but it might have a positive result. So it's not,
Well, it's therapy for the artist and for the listener.
Yeah.
Or you hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And, do you find promoting things different? Cause,
so much has changed. Yeah. If we're really going to compare, it's apples and oranges.
We started on MySpace.
Exactly.
But the Bandcamp, you have a Bandcamp now, but that's kind of new, right?
Yeah, and you know what? We only just got a Bandcamp page, so there you go.
Yeah. So, but you know what? Bandcamp is kind of just like MySpace. It's just without the top five friends.
Yeah, exactly. And it's commerce. Bandcamp is commerce to me.
Yeah.
So that's why we went
for
on
the
it.
Whole world now. You know, you got to manage your socials. That's how it is.
Yeah.
No, you mean I have to manage our socials.
Well, I said you.
Oh, that's true.
And I think you meant me. I didn't mean you as in everyone. I meant you as specifically you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Do you find that hard? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Like, because like people would comment on, I don't know. That's a lot of chatting or if you want
it's
to.
It's a lot of interaction.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't have to be. I don't know. But the thing is there's just so many... there's so many voices. Everyone gets their voice now. Let's put it that way. So there's, I would start a band right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's just so much. There's so much out there, or more that we know. There's so much out there now.
Right. Do you find actually in the States playing the shows any different though compared to?
I think live turnouts aren't as good. I don't know. I think people have just way too much entertainment in their homes. Maybe.
Yeah. That's tough. How to compete?
I don't know. I think, but there's some places where it was really good too. But I think that can be said for anywhere.
It's always up and down.
Yeah. Do you find that being because like all the music is you put things on Bandcamp and there's Spotify and everything is super out there now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's just more to sort through. It's like a dinner party when everybody's talking over each other and you can't hear what anyone's saying. It's just so much.
Well, and also I think it's frustrating too because you can work really hard on an album and then you put it out and it really has like no shelf life because there's so much. So it does feel a little.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I think.
I don't want to say pointless because that's just really depressing, but it does feel like you're not getting
futile?
Which
is another word, pointless. I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Even a euphemism.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But hey. but you're going tour, everything is going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, I just kind of roll, but at the same time, it's easy, but back in the old days, I think if someone was, I think this band is really great from Vancouver, and there's no way to even someone can mail you a tape or something in the mail, as opposed to now you can just click on something.
Yeah. Which is good. That does have its benefit.
And it's still like viable. Like it's not over.
No.
I think it's not over. I think what I was just remarking on earlier today is that, as far as we've gotten, or not as far as we've gone, however you want to look at it. I just think, the last time I worked a real job, George W. Bush was president.
Right.
So I guess I'm doing okay in the music thing. Because that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. You can do that. That's.
But music is a real job.
Yeah.
I just mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah. Still more stuff. I was like various times. I just have the little notes here looking at various things. I was reading this article that was in the Georgia Strait. It started off by saying, we have this great conversation with the pack, and then it veered off into a whole new directions. It mentioned that Becky's past as a lacrosse player and a figure skater. And then also, apparently you talked about the genius of Dungeons & Dragons. And also talked a lot about Star Wars and Star Trek, except that none of that was in the article.
Oh.
So can we touch a bit on that? So were you a good lacrosse player?
I played soccer and lacrosse, and I did figure skate, when I was younger. I won.
Did you need an ID
so
for
you're
I didn't need
So you're an athlete. You're a multi-sport athlete.
You were an athlete.
Yeah, I was an athlete. Yep.
Wow, you have a lot to say about it.
This makes it sound like there was a huge discussion about it, but there wasn't.
It probably went something like just what happened now.
It's like, so what did you do before this?
Oh.
And I just listed a bunch of things. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Soccer, lacrosse, figure skating.
Yeah. All right.
School.
School.
Pump gas.
Yeah. Moving on to the next thing. It says that you two talked about the genius of Dungeons & Dragons. Do you remember what you were talking about? Were you big Dungeons & Dragons fans?
Well, we're both playing it. I'm DMing for... an adventure for my family right now.
Oh, for your family?
For my family, yes. My brother and sister
like
and
family
my,
game
my stepmom.
I'd accept it. Dungeons oh, wow. and Dragons.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. My dad won't participate, though, but that's okay.
Is it something that you've been doing for a long time, or is it like a new...
No, newish. Since what, like last year?
Hmm. Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But it's super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you introduce, like, I can imagine... I mean, my sister maybe introducing my parents to go like, let's play Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, first off, you have to have a total like into fantasy family.
Yeah.
So
and okay.
Or you have done. Friends that are really into it because yeah. it's not
and
just
done.
Like it's not just like a board game.
Yeah.
No.
Night. It's more a little bit more involved.
Yeah. There's more snacks for one thing. There's a lot of snacks.
Yeah. So you're the dungeon master. So you come up with or you buy scenarios.
Yeah, I follow from a book, but then you know you can sort of branch off and invent things and stuff. And then I play in a group that Becky plays in as well. And Becky, you were DMing an adventure, which I was hassling about, wondering when we're gonna pick that adventure up again.
Yep.
Because then I don't have to invent anything because I just get to be a ranger.
Yeah. It's totally different between being the dungeon master. I guess you're like the host and you're almost like you're the person with the answer key or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But it's fun.
You're
like my
computer.
Family likes to go shopping.
Yeah.
So like we've spent entire sessions where they just want to go to all the shops and buy like leather goods and stuff. So we just shop.
So like in the session?
In the game, yeah. they're just shopping in the village.
Yeah.
What do they buy?
Like so they're buying like magic potions yeah. and like so, armor and yeah. just things.
So it could be one
journals.
Night where, so it could be one night where nothing, like no combat, nothing ever happens.
Yeah, that's totally buying. Happened with them. Yeah, it's great. I just facilitate their shopping. And they go to like the bakery and get like yeah. these special like cheese buns that is, the village is known for.
But sometimes with the game mechanics, you can spend like a whole night just trying to cross
right.
a bridge. So.
Well, there's that too.
yeah, like, yeah, no one true. Can cross the bridge. Everyone keeps falling in. Everyone yeah. keeps rolling less than. Yeah. And it's, oh.
Critical
yeah.
fail.
Yeah.
Totally cannot yeah. cross that bridge.
Have you ever thought about playing that on tour? With like,
well, yeah,
your crew?
It actually just got suggested to us, but I don't know how to do that like while we're. Because you don't get a lot of time to sit down and
right.
do it. So then I guess you could do it. Maybe we could do it in the van for Europe.
You could, maybe.
Hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you play a lot of board games or anything with your parents or your family when you were... Or is this just a Tolo?
This is just Tolo. Oh, I play Canasto.
Right.
But
I don't even know what that is. What's...
Well, it's basically, it's like bridge.
Ah,
I just
okay.
recently learned it. It's very fun. It's addictive, and I've got my family playing it now,
yeah.
too.
Mm.
And I taught you guys on this past tour, you
yeah.
and Jill.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You were mistrustful because you were losing.
I know. I didn't know what Canasta was. I thought it was for yeast infections.
It's a card game.
Yeah. All right. If you're listening right now, this is live from Thunderbird at Radio Hell on CITR. I am in the studio with the PAC AD. If you're just tuning in, you missed a fantastic set, which started at the beginning of, well, not this hour, the previous hour at 9 o'clock. If you go to CITR.ca and do a search for Radio Hell or the PAC AD tomorrow, the podcast should show up with the performance and this interview.
Ah, there
yeah.
you go.
So, yeah, there you go. We're now going to do a little very popular, it's not a popular segment, but we play little games on this program.
Okay.
So, we are going to do one after this little bumper tune.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
Very simple game. Feel free to steal this idea to play on your tour as well.
I love this already.
Would you rather? Mm-hmm. So it's got a bunch of cards. There is the pretty basic generic pack that you can get from the store, and these ones are some random ones that people have submitted, and or also the tough ones that we can find on the internet. So if maybe one of you can pick up a card and ask yourself and ask everyone.
Okay, there's all of these ones?
Just pick the best one out of your favorite one out of the whole bunch. So, yeah. If it's really bad, feel free to pick another card. There's no no particular rules.
Oh, I'm going to pick it.
Yeah.
I want a better one.
Peggy's really invested.
Oh, man. You pick one.
Yeah.
Just randomly read one. I'm going to read them all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. Wow. Oh, geez. Okay. No. That's great.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a hermit and only speak to another person once a month, or be a socializer and have to talk to 200 people every day?
Do we all have to answer that?
I think that's the game.
Yeah.
Oh, hermit. Easily.
Hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to, what was the first one? You don't talk to anyone?
You only speak to another person once a month, or 200 people a day.
Oh.
It's like.
It was not even. It was very easy for you, both of you. I don't know.
Yeah. Straight up hermit. No problem.
I don't know.
Like, I don't even need to be prompted to.
Fair enough.
Not talk to people.
I had to think about that one. I feel like I might want to. And I think of myself as an introvert, but still. I kind of feel like just one person once a month. I don't know. That's a bit.
It's pretty limited. It's true.
Yeah.
But the other is so extreme.
Mm-hmm. I might go up. Yeah, I'll probably do the one, but it would be very hesitant.
Okay. Yeah. A hesitant hermit.
I might change my mind after.
All right. Would you rather spend your entire life in a room with no windows or in a glass room where everyone could watch your every move?
That's kind of like the last one, but just a different.
Yeah.
Oh,
room with no window for sure for me. I don't want people to see in a glass room. Yeah.
Okay. I guess no windows. I think I'd go crazy though.
Either way, you're in a room for your entire life.
So you can't leave either one, right?
Are you going to suicide in the room?
Yeah, sure.
Here, you pick one.
Yeah,
that's awful.
I know.
These are very depressing.
Oh, sorry. Let's pick one of these. These ones that I
okay.
Oh, geez. What? What does this? Okay. Would you run? What does this even mean? Would you rather meet the love of your life, but they have food for hair? So,
is that what?
But why is that even bad? That sounds almost like a bonus. Or no, because you can choose two of these things. Okay, if you meet the love of your life, they either have food for the hair or they leak condiment out of the eyes.
What?
Like ketchup or mustard.
Well, like spaghetti hair with like marinara sauce.
Yeah.
Tears.
I guess maybe you can pick what food.
Pick which Let's, one? One or the other.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, like, yeah, what
I
if...
I go for the condiment tears. Yeah, I think I go for condiment
but
tears.
Which condiment? Which one?
Blue cheese dressing.
All right. That would be probably less... because food
because
hand,
you could...
I'll be hungry constantly. Like, it would just be so distracted.
It would be really
odd. It'll be weird.
It depends on what the food is.
Yeah. Like, well, I feel like you can choose. What if you can choose? Maybe you can only pick one, but that's like the permanent.
Well, if
food.
They had like sort of like a bread bun, and that are like dreadlocks that are all like those like Olive Garden
breadsticks,
like a Zijo Bob.
Yeah,
pretty good. Be hard to resist.
All right, that's good. See that's
that
awesome.
Thank you for that game.
That's not too bad. Yeah, so that's how you play Would You Rather. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. How do people get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Go to the worldwide interweb, thepacad.com. All our links are there. Yeah. You will find everything.
And you have a Bandcamp now?
We have a Bandcamp. I don't have a link to the Bandcamp on there. Thank you. Now I know that I have to do that
But
tomorrow.
I know that you can search for it really easily. There's fantastic music videos that you've done over the years.
Thank you. Yeah, we've made a lot of videos.
And it's, all of them are like very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There's only one or two that aren't good.
they're all pretty good,
Yeah, it's fun to watch. They really it's definitely worth a
cool.
watch. Yeah.
Yes, look us up on the YouTube.
Yeah, with the last one you were a clown king coming in.
I hated being that clown. The whole thing was is that I brought the idea that Becky should be a clown, and by the end of the meeting with
Flip
our director,
the
Matt
script.
Lee, yeah, I got it got totally flipped on me, and all of a sudden I'm the freaking like, I hate clowns. It's not even that I'm scared of them; I just detest them. It was awful. It was awful for me. Oh. And everybody's like, "You're such a great clown," and I'm like, "Shut up." I couldn't even take a compliment.
You're such a good clown. You're my favorite clown.
But that was it was a good video.
Well, good.
Yeah, go check that out. Yeah, so on the YouTube, just do a search for the PAC AD.
Yeah,
it would come up, and no more shows in Vancouver this year. Anyways,
that's it for the year. We get to have a break.
Yeah,
before we go.
Any exciting plans for the holidays? Chilling, more D&D, new campaign.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. There's a lot of that. There'll be some mulled wine.
Yeah. And then just relaxing before the gearing up for the tour.
Europe tour.
Yeah. Getting ready. Yep.
You working on any new songs or anything, or is it pretty chill right now?
Not for this band. I'm working on stuff, but I don't really know.
I'm writing a book, so I'm focusing on that.
What are you, is it a secret?
No. I'm writing a book about how to be a band.
Oh.
Yeah. I figure it's about time. So it'll be like half how to be a band and half tour stories. So
nice.
It'll be something for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, next time you come on, you have some tour stories.
Yes, because I'll have remembered them because I've written them fresh. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Best of have fun in Europe. Have fun in Hungary at the Ruin
at the
bar.
Ruin.
At
yes.
the Ruin bar.
We'll think of you.
Yeah. Yep. And enjoy all the boats that you're going to be on in possibly in France.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. The Pack on CITR. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with I don't know. We're going to have some music and other stuff afterwards on CITR.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourages students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
All day. I could listen to it far away.
That was Calarissa with two songs from the record Ocean Electro. The song you heard was Black Sea and the title track, Ocean, well, Ocean Electric is a song, but the album is Ocean Electro. Calarissa playing at the Mind Records Mandatory Holiday Function and Awards Show, which is the basically it's Mint's version. They always do a super early Christmas party, holiday party, and I think this is this year's edition of it. Lots of bands playing on the bill. Dumb, Lié, Woolworm, Faith Healer, Needles and Pins, Energy Slime, Calarissa, as we mentioned, and also Necking. So that's happening on December the 1st, which is next Saturday, not this coming one, but the Saturday after. At the Astoria. Yes, you should tell you where it actually is. And all the proceeds from the show will go to good causes, nonprofits, Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, Urban Native Youth Association, and Good Night Out Vancouver. And it's sponsored by our very own CITR Radio and Discorder Magazine. So, yeah, Mint Records, Mandatory Holiday Function, and Awards Show. Yeah, go to it. It'll be very fun. December 1st at 8 o'clock at the Astoria. Speaking of Mint, the PAC AD was just in the studio. And, they have a new re-release out on Mint Records. Tintype, which is the first record, and I've gotten the name of the album wrong. I remember probably 10 years ago as well. And Becky did a acoustic-ish, like drumless set, playing some of the songs from that record earlier on the program. If you're interested, as I was mentioning, you can listen to it from our podcast, maybe later today. Later tomorrow, at some point, go to CIJ.ca and do a search for the PAC AD or Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. Or you can go to radiohell.ca, where there's links to our Facebook, our Twitter, YouTube channel, and all that jazz. Continuing on, we will play a few more songs until Copy and Paste, coming up in half an hour's time. Let's play more music from bands playing at the Mint party coming up next Saturday. This is Faith Healer with a song called Waiting off the record Try.
Fine, but I felt crazy. She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable?
turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you considering a master's degree? Launch your career with a master's in digital media. It's co-offered by UBC, SFU, Emily Carr, and BCIT. And you get to work with the industry to learn essential collaboration, leadership, and teamwork skills while building digital media products. Learn more about this at an online webinar on December 6th. For more information, visit thecdm.ca. That is thecdm.ca.
So Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Three-time Juno Award nominee Sultans of String celebrate a fresh take on the holiday season with Billboard's charting Christmas Caravan. See Sultans of String live on December 5th at the Centennial Theatre in North Vancouver with special guest Rebecca Campbell. Christmas Caravan from Sultans of String, available on iTunes, in stores, and at sultansofstring.com.
Still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You just heard three tracks. That is from Energy Slime that just got put up on the Bandcamp. At least got moved to its own Energy Slime Bandcamp website. You heard It's Cold. You heard After Tonight, It Will Never Be Night. Also Pumping Up the Dreams. And before that, you heard some Faith Healer with the song Waiting and Light of Loving. All those bands are playing at the Mint Records holiday function and award show on December the 1st, which is next Saturday at the Astoria. I am pretty much on my way out of here. This is, I'm just going to keep playing more bands from that show happening next week. This is Needles and Pins from the record Good Night Tomorrow. This is a song called Good Night. Reminder, after the show, copy and paste coming up at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Be back next week with more exciting things. Don't know what yet, but it'll be very exciting, I'm sure.